Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. That was pretty good. Some of you tried to do it. How many people here have never heard the Doug Loves Movies podcast before? Oh, polite show of hands. That's great for a podcast. Lots of you. So thank you for coming today and taking a chance on this. It's a movie conversation game show sort of thingy. And, well, you'll see. I guess I shouldn't waste time explaining it to you. We're coming to you for the second time from the Pemberton Music Festival in Pemberton, BC, Canada! We're on a bigger stage this year. It's Saturday, July 16, 2016. Who's coming back tomorrow for Getting Doug with High right here at the Blackcomb stage? Formerly Black Pick. Wait. That means it's 19 minutes after the hour if any of you guys want to smoke at 4:20 East Coast time. I didn't encourage you to light up because I'm a clean living individual. But if you guys want to, it's that time. Did some people bring name tags? Oh, look at that. I think we doubled the number of name tags from last year. There's about 6 of them. Hold them up. There's Batmat instead of Batman. I get it. What's the Conan the Barbarian one? Okay. And that guy, they're really some good ones. And then, of course, a blow up dick and balls. So I wouldn't be surprised if that gets chosen. Well, good luck to everybody who brought name tags. There's a guy with a dolphin out there. Everybody who brought name tags are eligible to win what's in this prize bag. A Warner Brothers Looney Tunes tie, necktie with Sylvester on there and Tweety Bird. And, a sticker and some other items from BC Smoke Shop. Yeah, they have all that shit in catering here for the artists. It's pretty awesome. A pipe from Peacemaker that I smuggled into the country. A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. What the fuck else is in here? Some raw papers and a lighter also from BC Smoke Shop. And a Blink 182 album. And some other weird CD sampler thing and a copy of one of my albums called Smug Life. All of that plus the gifts brought by my guests today, three very funny comedians that are here at the festival. Please give a big warm welcome to Megan Murphy, Kyle Kinane, and Nick Swartzen. Here they come. It's a big stage. Morgan Murphy. I said Megan Murphy?
You said Megan, you high fuck.
I did not, Dick Swartzen.
Eat my shit. No, seriously.
There they are. Let's meet them individually. Morgan Murphy is here, everybody. Formerly Megan Murphy.
I've known you for like 15 years.
I'm glad we worked that out. Well, you know, I wrote it down sloppy, and then I got high backstage, and the rest is history. Morgan has been in some movies. She starred in a film called It's Kind of a Funny Story.
Uh-huh.
You're very good in that.
Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah, don't mention him to me today. He's in Canada, but he couldn't find the time to come do this show. I'm very mad at him.
I've seen him 47 times at this festival, though.
He's around here somewhere. It pisses me off. Hello. Also joining us on the dais, it's Kyle Kinane, everybody. Kyle Kinane is here.
Hi. All right.
Performing this weekend, like tonight, right?
In a couple hours, hours.
Right here on this very stage. I say you front rowers, don't even worry about Billy Idol and that other stuff. Just stay glued to your front row spot. For Morgan Murphy and Kyle Kinane are both performing later tonight. And Nick Swartzen is here, you guys.
Hello, Pemby.
You did your set on this stage last night.
I did my set last night, and a guy went face first into the mud wearing a yellow teddy bear outfit. So, yeah, that's kind of how we roll here at Pemberton. You get fucked up and just eat some hot shit in the dirt.
Could you give some tips to Kyle and Morgan for their performance tonight? And also, could somebody let these folks out of that cage over there? That seems awful inhumane to cage audience members. Are you guys in audience jail over there? It's like you're in the... it's like a hockey game and you're just waiting to get back in.
Yes, he's got snacks. So I think
that's
he's
the
good.
Shittiest VIP section I've ever seen.
I think that's what it is. I think they're VIPs.
What's up? Cereal Jesus.
Come on down for the VIP corral. Big enough for 12. And he's just got a box of crackers. He's just sitting in there and you walk in just to have some crackers. Sounds great.
He'll be attacked for those crackers around midnight. People are going to be so hungry. He's going to get killed.
That's the snack rodeo stage.
Snack rodeo.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
during Nick's performance last night, they were running the fog machines like he was a band.
Yeah, it gets a little intense, you guys. So be ready for rock and roll interference, like smoke machines and crazy lights.
This is a fog machine?
There's a fog machine. I didn't know that, but apparently...
Hey, can we get some fog right now, or does it need to warm up first?
Can we fog it?
Here it comes, you guys.
Oh.
My first show in the fog. I love it.
It looks like the coolest fart ever.
A lot of firsts here. Pretty amazing. But they laid it on super thick for Nick. He was like swimming in it.
Yeah, I was like in the fucking... It looked like David Copperfield was performing. I felt like I owed the audience an illusion, but I didn't have any.
Your humor is magical, though.
Bless you. Bless us all, everyone. I just came up with that. God bless us all, everyone. I'm going to trademark that.
Yeah, I'm going to make you limp out of here. Tiny Nick.
Look at this guy in crutches right there, Doug. He made it to the show.
He made it
to the show. Oh, there's a little crutchy guy right there. Now you guys fight. Crutch fight.
Crutch fight.
Crutch fight.
Wait, did they come here with crutches, or did you, like, acquire crutches because you fell down?
They were at my show last night.
He showed up crutchy.
It's commitment.
Yeah, it'd be weird to get crutches while you're here. It doesn't seem like they'd supply crutches to people. But you never know. Some people are pretty fucked
up. It's a medical tent. I got. I went there this morning for Plan B. What?
Oh, my God. Which medical tent?
I met
like 50 of them.
I met a Japanese businessman in Whistler. And
too soon.
I'm not ready to.
I'm going to try to injure myself while I'm here because you have a better healthcare system than they do back home. So I'll get fucked up here and you know.
I can finally get that vagina I've always wanted. Very excited about that. Punch me in the dick and break it so I get a new vagina.
All three of my guests have brought items to include in the prize bag for a lucky person out on the grass today. Morgan, what are you contributing?
I'm contributing a lightly worn by me Portland Trailblazers hat, city of my birth, signed by everybody on stage. None of us are basketball players, but I hope you enjoy it nonetheless. By Mitchell and Ness, the high-end makers of snapbacks. Enjoy.
Great. Look at that, everybody. Nick, what do you got for us?
Nick wants to give everybody his Amex card. Look at this. What a generous offer.
Can you buy cocaine with the Amex card?
Yeah. You can do something with cocaine with the Amex card.
Cut it up. I found one of my highlights was I found cocaine on one of my Actors Guild cards. And I had to give it for a job one time, and there was cheese all over it. Wet cheese, you know what I mean? It was pretty sweet. Anyway. I was unprepared, like every time I've done everything. So I have my set list from last night with all my jokes, and I'm going to sign that. And then I have if you go to the States, you have a Dave and Buster's power card that I think's got like $100 on it, like $75. So you can fucking zone out and play some games and do coke.
Hand it over.
There's no Dave and Buster's
in Canada?
Blasted out of your mind?
No. Another thing to like about Canada. Oh, also, I've got a guitar pick from the band Dirty Heads is also going in there. I'd love to see them at this festival next year. Let's go through Nick's set list really quick.
Spoiler alert. Day after.
Sexting. All right. No, I got a Sharpie for you.
You can go through your phone for
to
that
sign
one.
It. Hey-o. Oh, what'd you do with the Sharpie?
Did I take it?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
You find the Sharpie and we'll have Nick sign this. Kyle, what have you got for the bag?
It's no Dave and Buster's gift card. Which, if you were doing coke at Dave and Buster's, how do you still have $100 left? Like, I would have played pole position or a more modern reference to a video game for several hours that night. Pole position, not hitting out here? All right. I also went through my wallet for a gift, and I have two free audiobooks. Or ear movies, as I like to call them.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah, that's what it is.
Two free audiobooks.
Yeah.
Okay. At Audible.
It's not $100 at Dave & Buster's, all right? I'm sorry about the whole thing. Jesus Christ.
It's for Audible, an occasional sponsor of this show. All right, so all that stuff is also going into the prize bag, but before we play the games today, I always like to ask my guests one question. And that question, Megan Murphy, is... What was the last movie you saw?
The last movie I saw...
Something on the plane, maybe?
...was a documentary on Netflix about a lady who finds her twin. You seen that? She gets adopted, and then she finds her twin who was also adopted.
And her twin doesn't have legs or something?
No, that's the that you're talking about the gymnast.
Yeah.
No, this is a Korean girl who gets adopted in America, and her sister gets adopted in Europe, and then the Korean girl's on like a Vine video or something that goes viral, and or a YouTube video, and they recognize her in Europe as the girl who's the sister of that girl, and they find each other.
Is this that movie with Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger? And what do you know what it's called, the movie?
It's like called like Twin Sisters or Twister. It's like a, what? Twinsters.
Twinsters.
Like a, yeah.
Okay.
I watched that a couple nights ago with my dog.
I was on that app Twinster for a while, but I decided and it was just a rash move that I don't have a twin. It's twins fucking twins on there only.
Twinder?
Twinder.
You find your somebody who looks like you and you fuck them?
for a doppelgangbang?
Doppelgangbang. We just made a lot of money just riffing.
I think I've heard that one before. I think that's an actual fetish
really?
Porn is people that look alike fucking each other.
I would get so mad at myself.
That's the last thing I would ever want to do sexually.
I know variety is what it's all about.
But you already, so many people look exactly like me, it's inevitable.
For me, it would just be hard fucking Brad Pitt.
I know all the men I look like because people remind me on the internet all the time.
Nick?
What?
How are you doing?
Me?
The VIP section is just growing. It's getting crazy over there. Someone found a chair. That's pretty. She's got some ingenuity on her side. What was the last movie you saw, Nick?
That one we talked about. What's it called? Big.
Oh,
big
the
farting
the
guy.
The BFG.
Big farting guy.
The BFG.
I saw. BFG. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I walked out of BFG. I made it about 20 minutes.
20 minutes is when you gave up?
I made it 20. That's pretty good, right?
You didn't see all the big, ugly, mean giants?
No, I didn't see him take a huge shit. I didn't see that.
You didn't even get to see the farting scene.
No, I don't know. I just got bored or something. I don't know. I walk out of movies all the time. I have, like, ADD, so I can't. Focus, and if I'm hungover, then I'll make it like a minute, and then I panic.
What was the last one that you got through the entire movie?
Throw Mama from the Train. in the theater.
That one was riveting. Plus, it was only 90 minutes.
Yeah, no, I made it through that one.
Do you want to think about it?
What?
The question, what was the last movie?
That was the last
There's
one
no
I went
way
into.
That it was Throw Mama from the Train.
Oh, the last movie I saw the whole way through?
Yeah.
Oh. Shit.
I can come back to you.
Come back to me.
All right. Kyle?
I saw The Conjuring Part 2.
Oh, yeah. That's mine, too.
You can't just take my answer
hey,
like
fuck
that.
Fuck you. I was first. No, all right, I'll do another one. You do that one.
No, that's the last movie I saw.
Yeah, he's just answering the question honestly. But maybe sobriety isn't his problem.
That's true.
Yeah, Nick is how many days, can we say?
I haven't drank or had a cigarette or anything for 91 days.
91 days, you guys.
It's pretty crazy. It's not permanent.
It's not permanent. That's my favorite part about it.
It's permanent. Not permanent.
It could end at
any, all.
It could end at any moment during this festival. Yeah, that guy wants it to end tonight.
No, I'm going to try and go to October. I'm trying to do 6 months. My new pussy's
October's
all
October's a good time
up.
To bust it out again.
Yeah, October, holidays.
Yeah, Halloween.
Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I figure if I go 6 months totally sober... Then chug a bottle of peyote. I don't even know if that's possible. But it's...
that doesn't even qualify... Does that qualify as alcohol?
No, I don't know what that would consist of. But I would definitely climb that mountain behind us. On a journey, I would find
a
journey.
That is a big-ass mountain, dude.
All right, so Conjuring 2, Kyle.
Kyle, Conjuring 2.
Yeah, it was good, right?
I liked it. It was scary. The first one's fucking dope.
Yeah.
Liked it. They conjured up some serious shit.
Quality scary movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'd recommend it?
Very much so, yeah.
Okay.
If you like getting
I'll check
like
it out.
You're having your heebies jeebed.
Yeah, people say it's very good, so I'll check it out. Yeah. I'll give it a whirl. Now, have you thought of one, Nick?
Yes.
Here we go.
Casablanca. No.
You went back even further than Throw Mama.
It was Conjuring, too, and then I'm going to...
People are guessing
yeah,
in the
but
audience
that was
now.
Yeah, that was on TV.
Stop it.
That was a long time ago. I was in that. I don't watch my own. Cabin Fever.
Everyone's
I don't know.
Guessing
I'll
out of the millions
think.
Of movies it could be. People all have an idea.
I don't know. I because Conjuring 2 is the last one I definitely sat through. So I'll have to think of another one.
Well, what about the big summer movies? Any of the big blockbusters?
What were some big movies?
The new X-Men, Tarzan.
Oh, Jungle Book.
Jungle Book.
I sat through Jungle Book. I like Jungle Book.
Yeah, Jungle Book was good.
That was based on your life, right, Doug?
Mm-hmm.
That was a biopic?
I was raised by all the animals.
Those are big weed trees that you were swinging on?
Of course there were.
And those weren't monkeys, they were police officers that were trying to fucking arrest you for drug abuse.
I don't know what's happening. All I know is that it's time for me to say, let the games begin!
Woo!
Some people brought name tags. They deserve to be seen.
Somebody brought a penis.
Oh, look at that dick. I want that dick.
All right. I thought there was a good chance that would get picked by somebody. I didn't know which one of you.
I wasn't talking about the guy holding
which one of you would do it. But just go physically grab the name tag, the person you want to play for. Don't fall into the pit.
How do we reach over this?
Be careful, you guys. You can do it.
We could die.
Just walk out onto the speaker like a rock star.
Are those cheese curds?
And while you guys do that, we're going to go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, today's episode is brought to you in part by Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items and pop culture gear. For less than $20 a month, you get 4 to 8 items that include licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. Make sure to head to lootcrate.com/Doug. Enter the code Doug to save $3 on any new subscription. I've told you about it before, Loot Crate is more than just a subscription service. It's an entire community of fans that share their experience and interact with each other around the unboxing of each month's crate. And they guarantee $40 in value in every crate. Sometimes it's a lot more. Every month there's a different theme, and all items are curated around that theme. Previous crates have included franchises like Star Wars, Marvel, The Walking Dead, The Legend of Zelda, and many more. Join us as we celebrate the futuristic. We've packed July's crate with items from some of pop culture's favorite prognostications of science and the future. Look towards tomorrow with items from Rick and Morty, Futurama, Star Trek, I'm just going to say it once this time, Mega Man, Valiant Comics, and we're going to include a model, a figure, and don't forget the monthly tee and pin. Remember, you only have to the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate, and once the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. Go to lootcrate.com/Doug. Make sure you enter the code Doug to save $3 on your new subscription today. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, we're back. Let's see who you guys are playing for. Morgan, what does that dick say on it?
It says GregoryPecker.com.
Is that your website? Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that.
Gregory Pecker is who I'm playing for.
Okay. Good luck. And you, sir, you have to be present to win. Nick?
I'm playing for the horse with Spencer.
Because his name is Spencer.
Yes.
And he wrote it on a piece of cardboard?
Correct.
That you're balancing on your dick right now.
It's on my wiener.
There you go.
That's how you pronounce it up here, right? Wiener?
All right. Excellent choice. You clearly put a lot of work into that.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
There
Kyle?
He is.
Kyle's enjoying a beverage.
Are you drinking that? That's dicey. That could end horribly.
Yeah, that's got...
You want to lecture me about what I'm drinking?
I'm fucking sober, bitch.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Fucking eat you out right here.
That's such a weird threat. I'm playing for the Doolin Over. Doolin?
Doolin?
Doolin.
And the movie
yeah,
Do-Over.
Like it's a pun, but your name is Doolin.
He thought Nick would pick that because Nick is in the Do-Over.
Thank you.
But he
Thank
went.
You.
But Nick wishes he was in the Horse Whisperer. Okay, great. But it's what is so? It's just lemonade.
Yeah, it's real good.
It's a delicious lemonade. That's I've never seen that work before.
Why are
on
your
this.
Eyes bleeding? He just goes down.
It doesn't have weed in it or nothing. And who's the guy who brought the donuts? What's your name? Charlie. Thanks for bringing those, Charlie. Do you write your name on there at all? No? Your shithead is Christine. Did she break up with you?
No, no.
The car? You're mad at the car? That movie, Christine? All right, well, I don't have time to interview you right now. Who wants a donut from Charlie? I will throw them hard and fast! You guys want to get involved?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, throw some donuts at people.
No, I'm sober.
He's sober.
Kyle, I don't mean to alarm you, but that's not a lemon in there. That's a baby's head.
I love this.
Try to make it into someone's mouth.
Come
dog.
On, monkeys. Yeah, open your mouths.
Open your mouths.
Open your fucking mouths. Come on,
get
Doug.
Get them open, damn
you gotta throw, it. Gotta give some arc
how,
to it.
Look how smooth that guy caught
Ooh, I wanna throw
one.
It through that hoop.
Have some arc, Doug. Stop being so violent. Doug, get that cowboy hat in the back. Look at the cowboy hat. Doug, cowboy hat. Cowboy hat in the lawn.
Cowboy hat in the lawn. Where is he?
Straight ahead, to your left.
Oh, I see it. In the hat?
Let's go, you guys. Let's make it happen.
Wait, a little further. A little more of an arc. Oh, shit.
Arc it. Arc it.
A little further.
Oh.
Swartzen really wants it. Oh, he got it!
Yeah, dog.
Oh, that was great. Great job, everybody.
Exciting times.
We're going to play a couple of games right now, right quick. We still got about 30 minutes.
That was impressive. I admit that was impressive.
That was
awesome.
Yeah,
that was very nice. Nick couldn't take it anymore watching me throw a ball. Oh. The joke was I just started hurling him at people standing up close when I was pretending to go for the hat.
Oh, okay.
Because they got surprised and got hit in the face.
I see.
It's very violent. But let's play a game called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? We'll start with you, Morgan. I'll say the tagline from a motion picture. It's usually something from the poster or in the ads or something. And just guess what movie it's from. If you can't guess it, then it moves down to Nick. He gets a shot at it.
Shit.
And then Kyle.
These guys have had enough, man.
Hey, there's not acid in this lemonade, right?
Just straight up lemonade and urine. Don't you worry about it.
Later, bros.
All right, here we go, Morgan.
All right.
What movie has the tagline, experience it, enjoy it, just don't fall for it? Pretty catchy. Experience it, enjoy it, just don't fall for it. No, it's not you guys don't get to guess.
Do I get...
it's just Morgan.
I have to take a guess, right?
No, you can pass, but might as well guess.
True Romance?
No.
Oh.
Nick.
Babe, Pig in the City.
See, that's how you do it. Just go ahead, go for it, because I wouldn't be surprised if that was similar to the tagline for Babe, Pig in the City. Experience it, enjoy it, just don't fall for it. Don't fall for that city, babe. You know that the farm is where you belong.
Get
and
back
then,
here,
and
babe.
Then on a plate. Sorry. All right, here we go. Kyle Kinane, do you have a guess?
Conjuring Part 2.
That's a good guess.
Which one?
Part 2.
Conjuring Part 2. Experience that ghost, but don't
experience
fall in love with
the
it.
Ghost, enjoy the ghost. Yeah. Just don't fall for the ghost.
Don't fall yeah. for it.
Don't fall in love with
they
a ghost.
Seduce at you.
Yeah. No, that was the tagline, strangely enough, for a movie that you're in, Nick Schwartz.
What?
Yeah. You make,
oh, I know.
You make
no.
a brief
no,
appearance in Almost Famous.
Oh, I didn't know.
What?
That.
Almost
really?
Famous, yeah. Experience it, enjoy it, just don't fall for it. Sounds like something Philip Seymour Hoffman's character would say.
What is... Oh, all right.
And in the credits for the movie, according to IMDb, you are credited as insane Bowie fan.
That's correct.
Like, insane? Isn't that... I mean, he had a lot of people that were really into him.
Yeah, I was clinically insane for him. I'd lost my mind. I made the trailer, though. I was really happy. And then people were like, oh, shit. You're in the trailer? I'm like, yep. If the trailer were the movie, then that's just what you saw, because that's all I made was the trailer. But for there was a good month where I was like the man, where it was really exciting that it looked like I was...
I didn't bring this up to rub it in. I totally forgot that that's just in the trailer.
Yeah.
I thought it was still in the movie.
It is in the movie, too, but it's so fast.
But the trailer makes it look like oh, there's going to be more, and then that's exactly the same in the movie. Could you do the line for us?
No, I had a young throat back then. Because I scream, I'm like, this movie! So yeah, it was like that. Clearly insane. I was
some
more
people
insane.
Got up to go check it out.
I was more insane back then.
Some people
then.
Are going to see if Bowie's really here.
Google the trailer.
They got a, what do you call it, of Bowie. All right, hologram. Here we go. Next one. We'll start with you again, Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
What movie had the tagline, everyone has a secret? Everyone has a secret.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Sir, it's not Finding Dory. And shut your mouth. What'd you say?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
No, but that's... She does have a secret. Nick Swartzen.
Steel Magnolias.
That'd be weird if all those characters had a secret that was just never revealed.
I never saw it.
Because they're all pretty much on the surface.
I just thought it was a bunch of bitches with a secret.
Well, then why didn't you guess Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants?
Because I lived it.
Kyle?
James Bond.
Ooh. The movie? James Bond?
All of them. They're all about secrets.
You just said James Bond.
They just use the same tagline for every all 27.
They're all about secrets.
It's a tagline for every fucking movie. Doesn't everybody have a secret in every movie?
Well, this is specifically a movie that features Morgan Murphy, and it is entitled Sleeping Dogs Lie.
Oh.
It's the story of a woman who gives a dog a blowjob, and she probably shouldn't have told her boyfriend that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God I haven't been in any movies.
Here we go, Morgan.
Yes.
Discover a world beyond your imagination. The audience keeps guessing. That's how fucked up people are.
Discover a world. Oh, sorry.
They don't know. They're not supposed
Selma.
To guess. Selma.
Selma? Yeah.
Selma Hayek?
Yeah, the Selma Hayek biopic that came out a couple years ago.
Frida? Okay, Nick.
What?
Your turn.
The Room.
I think you mean just Room.
Room.
And no.
Both.
There's a lady who says Charlie Chocolate Factory over and over again. I'm so happy it's not the answer.
I was going to guess that. Shit.
Okay, well, what do you got? You got another lease on life. Oh, we got two chairs in the VIP section. I'll keep you guys posted.
Willy Wonka in a chocolate factory.
Oh, that's good. Go with the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope. That's from a movie that you participated in, Kyle. A cartoon animated film.
Oh, yeah.
Called Epic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What'd you play in that?
I was like a grunting bug. Three.
Can you do your line from that?
The third grunting bug.
Can you talk? Can you do a line from it?
Yeah, it was like, oh, look out.
I love it. All right, well, nobody recognized their own films, so that's always fun. So I'm going to try one more. This is the tiebreaker to determine who wins this game, gets to go first in the next game. I'm going to say a tagline from a movie. It should be quite obvious what movie it's from.
Okay.
So this is a speed game. Whoever responds the fastest is the winner. Whichever one of you can say this back to me the quickest. Since they all have microphones, the audience can play along if they want to yell it out as well. And I'm going to determine who the winner is. The tagline is, Titans will clash.
Riding the bus with my sister.
Two girls, one cup.
What'd you say, Kyle?
I didn't even get it out.
What did you try to say?
Bug's Life.
Nick, what did you try to say?
Two girls, one cup.
Morgan?
Riding the bus with my sister.
Let me say it again. Titans will clash.
Clash of the Titans?
Correct.
Not stupid. Not stupid.
Oh, Nick.
Sober life.
You did
Not
it.
Not easy having a crazy brain that knows every answer.
All right. To determine the winner of the prize bag today, Nick, you get to go first in this game. We're going to play a round of Last Man Stanton. The guy's hand shot up in the crowd because I think he wants to suggest a name. Are you that Winkler in Time guy? Where's he at? That's you? Shit, you're so close, man. Yeah, where's Just Jash? You, dude? That guy was the one I picked from my Twitter followers who said they had a suggestion. Here's how this is going to work, you guys. He's going to give us the name of an actor or actress.
Right.
And we're going to take turns naming movies that they were in. If you can't think of one, you're out. Or one time you can go to your lifeline, and your lifeline is the person whose name tag you picked.
Okay.
So Morgan would have to talk to Dick and Balls over there.
You'd
have to talk to Spencer. Spencer seems like he's all over it. And Kyle, you'll have to speak to the lemonade man, who's also got some fudge that he'd like to give you. And he didn't do anything weird to that either.
I feel great.
So it looks like you slowed down on that a little bit. Is it too sugary?
He kept saying there was acid in it, and it scared me, but I already drank some of it. So.
No, because I put it in there when you weren't
see
looking.
See how this set goes later
tonight. All right,
I
dude.
I said there was a baby's head, not a lemonade. That's all I said. Why would that deter you?
That's real lemonade.
That's good baby's head.
Ew. I heard it a different way.
As he sucks on a tiny straw. Come on, you guys. The VIP section is blushing. Let's play this game. Dude, what's your actual name? Josh? Okay, but your Twitter name is Just Jash, if anybody wants to complain to him on Twitter. What do you got? He says John C. Reilly. You guys familiar with John C. Reilly?
Yep.
All right. We'll start with you, Nick, and then we'll go to Kyle, and then me, and then Morgan. That's right. I like to play too. Please don't yell out answers anymore from the audience if you can help it.
Yeah, shut up.
If you can't help it, then I'm sorry for whatever's wrong with you. Nick Swartzen, first of all, have you been in any movies with John C. Reilly?
Because
that'll give you a little edge. Never?
No, I haven't.
Not one?
I don't think so, no.
That's crazy.
I've definitely never done a scene with him. I've never even met him.
What?
No, I don't think I've ever met him.
Do you want to get a different name?
What?
Nothing?
No.
What do you got?
Boogie Nights.
Yes, of course, Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights.
Kyle?
Magnolia.
Magnolia, that's good.
Magnolia.
As long as we're doing that, I'm going to say Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh.
I'm so bad at that. I'm going to say...
You can do
it. You know
it.
The race car one.
You can do it, yes.
What's the name?
One.
Come on, Morgan. What the fuck?
You know.
The guy's been in like 800 movies.
What the fuck are you doing?
I'm an 87-year-old woman. I don't
You've
know
gotta
how to...
You've got to get the exact title, by the way. so you might be trying
to. That's insane if you can't name another John
Yeah,
C.
Megan Murphy, get the exact name right.
Yeah, you've got to get the name right, Megan.
Okay, wait. It's a lot of pressure. There's so many. And then he was in the makeup with a character. Wait.
Well, you can go to your lifeline.
That is your excuse that there's so many.
I know,
it's the
because
weirdest
I don't
excuse.
Remember names of movies.
I don't
I'm not
know, there's
good
so
at
many.
It. I'm gonna go to my guy.
Yeah, go to your guy, because by the time it comes back around
God.
To you, you might
but I can't
you might
remember,
think
I can't
of another one.
The
you
names
know?
Of them.
You might as well save yourself for now.
Morgan,
where's your dick and balls
well.
Guy? Where
you're
there he
well
is,
mentally.
Gregory.
Go to your guy.
Gregory Dix.
What? Oh, yeah, Gangs of New York. I
Gangs of New York, he says. There you go. Good job. You guys are a great team.
I don't watch any movies.
That's the last.
Or read any books or know anything.
That's your last chance there, Morgan, with
All right,
your lifeline.
I'll get the next one.
So the next time you come around, you got to get one.
All right.
Nick.
Step brother.
Yes, of course.
I knew that would bring you joy, Doug.
Yeah, I love it. Love a good mic fart. Kyle?
I'll take the Talladega Nights one.
Oh, yeah.
Full title?
Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
Yeah. How many times have you had to say that as a voiceover, as the voice of Comedy Central? You probably bring that one up a lot.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, I'm going to go with... possibly my favorite movie that John C. Reilly is in, amongst many great ones, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, that's right.
That's what, you know, with the makeup.
Oh.
I know.
Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, if you want
to
get up my ass.
I know how to describe what I'm trying to think of.
That's not how it works, Morgan. No. Who do you think you are, Bert Kreischer?
Well, I know the one I want is the one
three laughs.
Where... Toilet. You know, and he's a dad, and it's the indie movie.
Okay, yeah.
It's Jonah Hill, and...
Oh, yeah, I know that
know
one.
You know
That's
going to
help me later.
Okay, that one.
What, but you
name,
don't got
you know,
a name?
It's a guy's name.
You can't
like,
put
his
a name
like
on it?
Devin or something.
Okay, that's your guess, Devin?
I can't. I'm so bad,
Coming
but I'm not this,
this fall,
stupid.
Devin.
It's okay. It's all right to be bad. You can just be all bad right. and own it while Nick rolls his eyes.
Dick.
No, I didn't.
You just rolled your eyes about not rolling your eyes. Now you're making that face. Go, Nick.
Anger management.
Yeah. Why? I can't. You're not in anger management?
No.
What the fuck? Kyle?
Walk Hard.
Oh, yeah.
What's the full title of that one?
Ah!
Yeah, that's what she said.
That's there from with an assist from the audience. The Dewey Cox story. All right, I'm going to say Cyrus?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
You mean Devin?
Nope.
Oh.
Cyrus.
Cyrus gonna, Hill,
I feel
they performed
this is...
here.
Nick?
This is one of my favorite movies, a lot of people don't know it, Hard Eight.
Hard Eight, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He's... It's one of Paul Thomas Anderson's first movies.
Mm-hmm. Also,
no big.
Also known in some areas as Sydney. I will take it. Kyle, you have not used your lifeline yet.
What happens if I guess
Just
wrong?
Just reminding you. Guessing wrong, you're out. So you want to use a lifeline rather than guess wrong. He's going to the lifeline.
Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. Yes.
Ooh.
Saving my ass, Lemonade. I appreciate it.
Good old Chicago. I'm going to go with a movie where he plays kind of a douchey villain character called Never Been Kissed.
Oh.
Ooh.
Nick?
Shit, dude.
You still got a lifeline.
I know. He was in... I'm going to have to use my lifeline. It's so embarrassing.
No, that's cool.
I thought I knew more.
Don't what worry about it.
Tim and Eric's Million Dollar Movie.
Okay.
Tim and Eric's movie.
That's a good pull.
Dr. Was it Brule? Taquitos. It's a fun word, taquitos.
Kyle, did you find that music? I thought we were being played off. Wrap it up. Did you think of one, Kyle?
Zoolander 2, probably.
Ooh. We got a definitive no from the crowd. I just saw Zoolander 2 on a plane recently, and everybody's in it.
Good bet, right?
But if someone in the audience says no, like that's...
That's all it takes
harshly,
is one stranger to disagree.
She's very convinced. She's probably the president of the North American Zoolander 2 fan club. No, she looked it up on her fucking phone. What if he was uncredited, ma'am? She's saying it's official. She's in charge now.
Wait,
finally, someone from behind the barricade. Oh, you got another guy looking it up?
Nothing.
It's hard to get internet
guess, though,
here,
right?
In the Pemberton Bowl.
It's like the Cannonball Run of our time.
This is quite a controversy. I'm gonna go with. So yeah, Kyle, you're out. Yeah. I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go with The Lobster. The Lobster, yeah. He's totally in it. He's the guy in the infamous toaster scene. I won't say any more. Back to you, Nick.
Shit. That's not my guess. There's one, I'm trying to think of an old one where he... Steel Magnolias. Donut, the movie. I don't know. I think I'm tapped out.
I just couldn't believe that there are still more donuts. I know, that's the only thing I saw. Yeah, I'm going to throw these for sure.
They yelled something outside.
So get hungry, you guys.
That.
Yeah, somebody yelled something, but...
But I won't use it, but...
I got good news for you, Nick. It doesn't matter what they yelled, because you lasted the longest, so you are our winner today.
All right.
You did
Thank you so much. Thanks a lot, you guys. Right there.
Yeah.
Spencer.
But now here's the part where we get schooled hard. Which ones did we miss, you guys?
Anchorman.
Nah, we said anger management.
What's the one where we played a brother that were like convicts? Like
we
bad
said
dudes?
Dewey Cox. We need to talk about Kevin.
Yeah, we need to talk about Kevin. That was great. I saw that.
We need to talk about Kevin!
I'm very Jewish, Doug. It's not my fault. My voice
Wait,
just
the
does
lady
that.
In the VIP tent has one. The good girl. That's correct, with Jen Aniston.
Right, yeah.
That's right. Good job, VIP section. What? The Perfect Storm?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who said that?
That's when he's been in like a million movies. Oh, he ate it.
The Promotion? The Aviator? Cedar Rapids! I love this. Perform and reward. What else? Oh, the Vampire's Assistant?
Oh,
is that what it was called?
Yeah, that's...
No. We said The Promotion. We said Wreck-It Ralph. You guys are all high.
What was the one with Ed Helms?
That was Cedar...
That was The Promotion?
Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, Cedar Falls. The Pick of Destiny, he's definitely in that.
Yeah, he's in the pick of Destiny.
Tenacious D and the... Oh. I love the people trying to dodge the donut. There's some healthy people out there. All right, so congratulations to the Horse Whisperer and Sorcerers. Yeah, you win this stuff, dude. Did you you signed everything? It's all good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're good to go?
He wrote Todd Glass as a shithead on these.
Oh, okay. Well, he doesn't get his shithead read because he won. Don't you know how it works? Sign my dick. Okay, we'll all sign the dick.
All right, lady.
Yeah. Here you go. Now, these are very valuable, so be careful, you guys. Very valuable prizes. And we'll sign the dick. And Kyle, start us off with what do you got to plug? What's coming up for you, dude?
I'm going to be on this stage.
In a few hours.
Later. Check your schedules, because I'm not really sure when.
It's a little later, a couple hours.
6:30?
And what else is going on? That's it? That's all you want to plug?
Yeah, that's what's important right
what
now.
What about for the listeners?
Oh, the listeners?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle Kinane, everybody.
Yay, Kyle.
Nick, what's going on with you? You got anything that's coming out soon?
Mibs. I'm going after here. I've got 3 shows. Oh, that's a Kyle. Call security. I've got 3 shows in Spokane. I'm working on some new stuff, and I'm jamming out. Oh no, I got 3 shows in Tacoma, and then 5 shows in Spokane next week, and then I just filmed my show Typical Rick for Comedy Central with me and my friend Dirt Nasty and the director of Grandma's Boy, and that's coming out this fall. So. Typical Rick. Look for it. It's fucking sweet.
Woo! Nick Swartzen, everybody.
Yeah! Yeah! Thanks. I'll be here tonight after Kyle during Ice Cube and Billy Idol.
Chainsmokers.
She's
Chainsmokers.
Got some stiff competition, you guys.
So come on out, because I think we all know where the real high-energy entertainment's at.
That was crystal meth that just sprayed out of those donuts.
I tried to throw the guy's donut bucket back to him, but didn't make it. He's enjoying a pouch or something. Are you from Australia, dude? He's got the whole look. Especially the Asian part. Thank you for signing that. It's Morgan Murphy, everybody! Woo!
Sorry I don't know anything till after people tell me.
Yeah, you're not good at games if you don't know things until people tell you, but I think you were.
But once they tell me, I'm always right.
Well, you did a great job today. One more time for all of my guests, you guys. Kyle Kinane, Nick Swartzen, and Morgan Murphy. The dick thing doesn't have a shithead on the back. So who's your shithead? Okay. Could have expected that, I guess. I'll deliver this to you in a moment. And Kyle, does the back of your name tag have a shithead on it? Does the cup have a shithead on it?
Does it?
I don't think.
Probably not.
No?
No, what's your shithead, cup guy?
The rain at Pemberton.
Okay.
The rain at Pemberton. Right.
No, I got it. I'm going to say it. We didn't want the listeners to hear it till I said it. But we worked it out, I guess.
The rain at Pemberton.
Thank you, Kyle Kinane, and Nick Swartzen, and Morgan Murphy, and the Pemberton Fest. Hashtag PembyFest. Come see me tomorrow for Getting Dug with High right here at 4 o'clock. And as always, the rain at Pemberton is a shithead, and Donald Trump is a shithead.
Thanks again to Loot Crate, the monthly subscription box for geeks, gamers, and pop culture nerds. Join us as we celebrate the futuristic. We've packed your life's crate with items for some of pop culture's favorite prognostications of science and the future. Look towards tomorrow with items from Rick and Morty, Futurama, Star Trek, Mega Man, Valiant Comics. and Star Trek, including a model, a figure, and don't forget our monthly tee and pin. You only have till the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. Go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on your subscription today.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.